哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
Hallelujah, good morning to all our brothers and sisters.
啊，愿神祝福所有来参加的啊弟兄姐妹。
May the Lord bless every one of you who is here to attend the service.
啊，非常感谢主啊，有这样的机会能够来到美国，跟大家一起聚聚敬拜天上的神。
Thank you, Lord, very much for the opportunity to gather with you here in the States to worship God.
虽然来过美国两次，
even though I have been here twice,
但是总是觉得在这个事务环境啊，也是有一些不熟悉，对我来讲是一种新的学习。
There are things here that are new to me, and they are for me to learn.
但是总之，感谢主耶稣各位的照顾跟接待。
Thank the Lord for your hospitality.
是愿神纪念大家的辛劳。
May the Lord remember your labor.
早上啊，忙了一些事，然后就到海边我去走一走，看一看。
This morning, I went to the beach to walk around and take a look.
觉得看一看周围的环境，会让人有一种清新的感觉。
When I looked at the surroundings, I felt a sense of peace within my heart.
尤其客居他乡，面对这么大的浩瀚的海洋，会有很多令人可以思考的地方。
As a stranger in this foreign land, when I look at the vast ocean, many thoughts came to my mind.
有的时候我们一直很习惯在我们自己的生活环境里面。
Oftentimes we are very accustomed to the environment we live in.
就很容易没有留意啊，周遭有更多的环境值得我们去看一看或思考。
We tend to overlook the larger environment, and think about these things.
所以早上啊，走过天桥到对面去看一看海，觉得很好。
So this morning as I went through the overpass to get to the beach, I felt it was a wonderful experience.
让我思想到圣经神的话非常非常的广大，也非常的有奥秘。
I was reminded of how vast and mysterious God's word is.
有的时候我们只了解某部分。
Sometimes we only understand a small portion.
因为我们去用心学习它，体会它。
But if we diligently study it and understand it.
但并不能代表我就了解真正所有圣经所有神的话。
We may know some of God's word, but not necessarily all.
所以保罗这样说。
Therefore, according to Paul,
在他的祷告颂词里面，
in his prayer,
我们看到他在祷告里面说了几次说真知道神。
Paul would sometimes mention that you may truly know God.
他的智慧高深。
God is.Wise and understanding.
他的爱很广大。
And his love is tremendous.
他的救恩更是临到我们众人。
And his salvation reaches to all men.
所以他劝勉说要真知道神。
Therefore, Paul exhorts us to truly know God.
有时候我们会从一个小的个体观念来看待整件事。
Sometimes we look at things from an individual perspective.
我们就会有所感受。
And we have certain feelings.
但有时候我们必须要高居在上，用属灵的眼光看待整件事。
But we need to learn to elevate ourselves so we can look at things from a spiritual perspective.
有时候我们会成为事情问题的主角。
Sometimes we may be the cause of problems.
但有时候我们可以站在旁边看待事情的发展。
But other times we can be bystanders.
所以不同时间，不同地点，不同立场。
So we may deal with different problems at different times and in different settings.
有所感受不同的人生。
And we will understand about life from different perspectives.
圣经里面记载有许多的古圣徒。
And the Bible records many saints.
他们成为信心的见证人。
They are the witnesses of faith.
或者成为在神的旨意上成为一个非常能够荣耀神的人。
They glorify God in the covenant of God.
所以在被神的拣选过程，他没有失落信仰。
They never lost their faith as a chosen people.
但圣经里头又让我们看到。
However, in the Bible,
有些古圣徒真的值得我们效法。
There are saints who we can imitate.
但是有一些人却成为信仰上的失落的人。
While others lost their faith.
这也是要警戒提醒我们。
That is a warning to us.
我们可以借着他们的失落，明白不要进入这样的步骤和陷阱。
From their loss, we need to be careful not to fall into the same trap.
所以圣经记载善和恶的两面。
The Bible records both good and evil.
正和负的两面。
Both positive and negative.
善的我们要去效法学习。
Let's imitate the good.
负面的我们要知道去警戒提醒。
And let us heed the negative.
在圣经里面最具代表在信仰上的失落的人物。
And the examples of people who lost their faith.
就是十二使徒当中的犹大。
One of them was Judas, one of the 12.
我们就来探讨为什么他成为失落信仰的人。
We'll study why Judas lost faith.
我们请看马太福音二十六章。
Please turn to Matthew 26.
马太福音二十六章。
Matthew 26.
二十六章的十四节到十六节。
Verses 14 to 16.
十四节。
Verse 14.
当下十二个门徒里有一个称为加略人犹大的，去见祭司长，说：“我把他交给你们，你们愿意给我多少钱？”他们就给了他三十块钱。从那时候，他就找机会要把耶稣交给他们。在这里我们看到事件的主角。
This is the main character.
犹大。
Judas.
将耶稣出卖给祭司长。
He betrayed Jesus to the chief priests.
然后交给他们只不过是为了要得那三十块钱。
Just for the sake of 30 pieces of silver.
这个是我想我们大家都耳熟能详的一件。
Oh, I believe we're all familiar with this event.
因为他所做的是将他们的老师夫子出卖。
He betrayed their master and teacher.
跟从了主耶稣三年的时间。
They followed Jesus for 3 years.
和主耶稣一起生活做事。
They lived with the Lord Jesus.
看到主耶稣传讲天国的福音，教训众人。
They heard his message about the kingdom of heaven.
但看到主耶稣能够医病赶鬼各样的神奇奇事。
They witnessed miracles including healing and casting out demons.
我们却发现他这段时间跟随主耶稣。
While they followed the Lord Jesus,
他却没有办法真正成为一个主耶稣的门徒。
Judas failed to be a true follower of Christ.
反而成为出卖耶稣的一个失落信仰的人。
He turned into a betrayer of the Lord and lost
faith. 所以有一本书这样记载。
There's a book that says,
说我们世人最大的罪
What is the greatest sin of the world?
就是离开主耶稣。
It is to forsake the Lord Jesus.
如果我们真正的思想
If we think about this,
真的离开主耶稣是一个很不能原谅的一件事。
It is true that forsaking the Lord Jesus is an unpardonable sin.
所以我们不得不谨慎。
So we need to be careful.
主耶稣拣选这十二位使徒
The Lord chose the 12 disciples.
原本是训练他们
In order to train them.
甚至要交代神圣的使命，要到处宣传福音
And to entrust them with the sacred mission of preaching the gospel.
但我们发现其中的犹大
But Judas
也成为这失落信仰的人
became one who lost faith.
我们就提出三点来探讨为什么他会成为失落信仰的人。
Let's discuss the three reasons that led him to his loss of faith.
我们请看十六节。
Please read verse 16.
十六节记载说，他把耶稣交给他们。
He wanted to hand Jesus over.
所以我们在这里谈到第一点，为什么他会成为失落信仰的人呢？
What was the first reason he lost his faith?
不认识耶稣。
He did not know the Lord Jesus.
因为他不认识耶稣。
Because he did not know him.
所以他最后会做出出卖耶稣的动作。
He betrayed his master.
他出卖耶稣是为了得着那三十块钱。
For the sake of 30 silver coins.
所以以耶稣为中心的生活，我们说是一种信仰。
Faith means having a Christ-centered life.
难道耶稣可以用钱来衡量吗？
Can we compare Jesus with money?
难道我们的信仰可以用钱来去判断它的价值吗？
Can our faith be valued by money?
所以犹大在做出这个动作的时候，
when Judas betrayed the Lord,
他已经非常犯到一个严重的问题。
He made a great mistake.
就是他不是真的认识耶稣。
He did not truly know the Lord.
耶稣是按着旧约众先知所应许的这位救主来到世上。
The Lord Jesus was the Savior promised in the Old Testament.
是要行出这救恩的计划来到世上。
He came to fulfill salvation.
是要将他自己的百姓从罪恶里拯救出来。
He came to redeem his own from sin.
但犹大跟从耶稣三年。
Judas followed the Lord for 3 years.
他却不明白主的到来。
But he failed to understand about the Lord.
却没有办法领受主的真理的教导。
He could not accept the teachings from the Lord.
却没有办法认识耶稣，他有十足的权柄。
He was unable to recognize the sovereign power of God. He measured the value of the Lord Jesus with 30 pieces of silver. So his greatest mistake was he did not know the Lord Jesus. When we say that he did not know the Lord Jesus, it is true that he followed the Lord.
他是一个很不用心，而且又非常不实在的这种心来跟随主。
But he was an insincere follower.
所以他没有办法真的认识耶稣。
So that's why he could not know the Lord.
一个不真实、不诚实的是人和生活。
He was an insincere and untruthful person.
怎么能够有这样的心思来认得这位耶稣呢？
How could he have not come to know the Lord?
有时候我们软弱，
Sometimes we're weak,
也会陷入这种陷阱里面。
And we may fall into this trap.
一个人，在信仰的脚步里面，
In our walk of faith,
当他渐渐的开始没有这种力量的时候，
When we begin to lose strength,
就是比较少接近神的教会，接近神。
We gradually stay away from church.
比较少做灵修的功夫。
And we don't have time for spiritual cultivation.
我们说灵修的功夫不外乎就是读经的生活跟祷告的生活。
And we don't lead a life of prayer and Bible reading.
如果有感受积极一点，就是会懂得去服侍神做圣工。
If a person truly knows God, he will serve God.
所以犹大犯了一个毛病。
This was Judas' mistake.
他不是真的用心跟随主。
He was not a sincere follower.
他不是真的很诚实的跟随主。
He did not follow Jesus truthfully.
所以他成为一个不认识耶稣的一位人。
So he became a disciple who did not know the Lord.
这里告诉我们呢。
So this is the teaching.
我们要认识耶稣。
We need to know the Lord Jesus.
在耶稣的面前的服事。
We need to serve him.
有两种工程。
And there are two ways to do
it. 一种是出自于人的工程所奠定的基础。
One way of faith is based on the human foundation.
这是属于不认识耶稣的人。
These are those who don't know the Lord.
一种是认识耶稣，以耶稣为根基建立的工程。
The other way of faith is a foundation that is built on Christ.
我们称作是做神的工程。
And that is the work of God.
我们请看哥林多前书第三章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第三章的第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节，我照着神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。在这里告诉我，保罗他劝勉要领受从神来真正的恩典的认识。
We need to have a true understanding of the grace of God.
要作为一个聪明的工头。
We need to be a wise expert, a builder.
要谨慎，在耶稣基督立好的根基上面做好这样的神的工程。
We need to be careful to lay, to work on the foundation of Christ.
信仰是要一天一天的建立。
Faith is built day by day.
一天一天的追求。
We need to pursue day by day.
一天一天的学习。
We need to learn day by day.
而这信仰是用耶稣基督的宝血和生命救恩的根基建立的，所以我们必须在上面做他的工程。
Our foundation is the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
在十四节这里说。
Verse 14.
人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐。在这里告诉我。
According to this
verse, 如果我们真的认识耶稣，
if we truly know the Lord Jesus,
我们就会知道我们所做的一切乃是做神的工程。
And we know that what we do is God's work.
哎，会坚固自己，造就别人。
We will be strengthened and
we will strengthen others. 如果我们所做的是体贴自己的意思，
but if we do things according to our own will,
以自我中心的想法来做的这些工程，
if we do things based on our own,
在十三节说。
Verse 13.
将来有火出现
It will be revealed with fire.
我们的工程是出于人的或神的，就会做一个非常好的显露。
It will discern whether our work is of man or of God.
所以我们不得不谨慎。
So we must be careful.
那犹大在这一方面就显出了一个非常不认识耶稣的一种追求。
Judas' actions show that he did not know the Lord.
所以他成为失落信仰的人。
That is why he lost faith.
热心要加上神的真理。
Zeal must be based on God's truth.
要加上圣灵的帮助。
And based on the Holy Spirit.
这是一个很重要的认知观念。
That's an important.
我们说为什么他会成为失落信仰的人呢？
Why did Judas lose faith?
我们再来看这个马太福音二十六章。
Let's come back to Matthew 26.
马太福音二十六章。
Matthew 26.
二十六章的十五节。
Verse 15.
这里谈到说他决定了一件事。
Judas made up his mind.
就是去见祭司长。
To go to the chief priests.
然后就问他们说，我把耶稣给你们，你们愿意给我多少钱呢？
He asked them, what are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?
他们回答说要给他三十块钱。
So they promised 30 silver coins.
所以我们看到他在这里一个动作。
We can see his actions.
他为什么会成为失落的人呢？
Why did he lose faith?
一个主耶稣的门徒。
He was a disciple.
应该有任何事情要常常跟主耶稣谈话。
He should have talked with the Lord all the time.
但是他在这里。
But in this incident,
他不跟主耶稣谈话。
He did not say anything to
the Lord. 他去见祭司长。
He went to the chief priest.
与外人谈话，
and talked with an outsider.
所以这个外人就是代表着这世界。
The outsiders here represent the world.
他在做 与外人某一件事情的妥协的工作。
He compromised with the world.
去见祭司长。
He went to chief priest.
而且是要做准备出卖耶稣的动作。
And even to betray the Lord Jesus.
他在做坏事上心非常的细。
He was very attentive in doing evil.
他先做这种与外人这样的妥协。
He first compromised with outsiders.
所以我们说犹大是一个有预谋和计划的人。
So Judas was a man of trickery and evil thoughts.
我们在日常的生活里面，
in our daily lives,
我们会渐渐地被一些思想，
we may be influenced
by the, 或所看到的世界，
the thoughts of the world.
往往会寻求一些体贴自己的意思。
We may seek to indulge in our own desires.
如果我们走进入与外人与这世界做妥协谈话的工作的时候，
if we begin to compromise and talk to the world,
也就会开始陷入一种可怕的预谋和计划。
We may fall into a dreadful plot.
就是准备出卖耶稣的信仰的动作。
The plot to betray our faith in Christ.
我们为什么说犹大在这件事情上去见祭司长呢？
Why did Judas seek the chief priest?
是有一种预谋跟相当的计划呢。
He had a certain plan.
我们来看二十六章的48节。
Chapter 26, verse 48.
48节。
Verse 48.
那卖耶稣的犹大给了他们一个暗号，说：“我以谁亲嘴，谁就是他。你们可以拿住他。”犹大随即到耶稣跟前说：“请拉比的安，就与他亲嘴。”耶稣对他说：“朋友，你来要做的事 就作罢。于是那些人上前下手拿住耶稣。我们在这里看到
According to this passage,
犹大他的预谋跟计划，
Judas already had a plot.
他跟祭司长他们这样说，
He told the chief priests,
我跟谁亲嘴谁就是他，
He is the one whom I kiss.
你们就可以拿住他，
Arrest him.
这是一个多么外表包装的一个恶劣的计谋啊。
This is an evil plot packaged with the beautiful.
本来在当时犹太人亲嘴问安是一种礼貌，也是一种表现一家人的这种生活啊。
In the Jewish custom, a kiss is a sign of closeness.
他却用这样的方式成为一个要出卖耶稣的暗号跟动作。
But he used this as a cue to betray the Lord Jesus.
他不但这样子计划。
Not only so.
与外人妥协。
Not only did he compromise.
也就是以罪恶妥协。
He compromised with sin.
然后四十九节。
Verse 49.
他就用他实际的动作真的这样做。
He actually went ahead and did what he plotted.
所以他就真正成为一个失落信仰的人。
He lost his faith finally.
所以我们看到他整个出卖耶稣的这种动作过程啊。
So from the actions of betraying the Lord,
首先就是他心里有这种念头。
We can see that he started with an intention.
放在心里面。
He put it in his heart.
然后他决定去接触祭司长。
And he went to the chief priest.
所以第二个动作就是接触与外人妥协。
The second action was to compromise with the outsiders.
然后也谈到用什么样的记号动作来做成这样的恶事。
He even planned what kind of cue to betray the Lord.
所以心意已决，就这样决定了。
So he already made up his mind.
所以最后就去执行这样的工作。
And he executed his evil intention.
所以他铁定就成为一个失落信仰的人。
So he was surely one who lost faith.
人应该是在善事上努力，一步一步，一个一个的方法去做好才对呀。
We ought to progress towards the good step by step.
然后建立一个真正属神的信仰生活。
So we can establish a solid faith in God.
但我们发现他是走这个出卖耶稣的信仰，一步一步努力的去做出这样的动作。
But Judas went towards evil step by step.
所以奠定他失落了信仰。
He finally lost his faith.
在圣经里面这样记载啊。
The Bible tells us.
我们来看一下箴言第六章。
Proverbs chapter 6.
箴言的第六章。
Proverbs chapter 6.
第六章的第六章的十二节。
Chapter 6 verse 12.
十二节
Verse 12,
无赖的恶徒行动就用乖僻的口，用眼传神，用脚示意，用指头点画，心中乖僻，常设恶魔，不善纷争，所以灾难必忽然临到他身，他必顷刻败坏，无法可治。耶和华神所恨恶的有六样，连他心所憎恶的共有七样。
17，
就是高傲的言，撒谎的舌，流无辜人血的手，图谋恶计的心，飞跑行恶的脚，图谎言的假见证，并弟兄中不善纷争的人。在这里记载
According to this passage,
神所憎恶的有七件事。
There are seven things that are
detestable. 这七件事往往一旦人陷入，也容易成为失落信仰的人。
When we fall into these sins, we will lose faith.
那我们看到从十二节到十五节里面
，verses 12 to 15，
这样的人呢、啊，他有一些小动作。
These people have certain actions.
用眼传神。
They wink with their eyes.
用脚示意。
They signal with their feet.
用指头点画。
And motion with their fingers.
心中常设恶谋。
They plot evil in their hearts.
我们看到犹大，他就是陷入这样的软弱。
That was the weakness of Judas.
最后，他真的在这件事情上成为失落信仰的人。
Then he finally lost his faith.
在台湾有一个长辈。
There was an elderly member in Taiwan.
他在传道的工作上啊，做得非常尽心尽力。
He was very diligent as a minister.
所以神也特别带领他。
So the Lord was with him.
他的传道生活工作的原则。
He had a principle in his ministry.
也成为我们 后辈的这种学习。
And it became a model for the younger generation.
真的看到他是一个神特别眷爱的一个人。
We saw that he was a man God loved.
他对自己的一个传道生来生活里面的原则。
This was his principle towards his ministry.
他这样诚恳地分享给我们。
He told this to us.
有六步原则。
There are six steps to the principle.
不是脚步的步，而是不要的步。
Oh, there are six no's according to this principle.
哪六步原则呢？
What are the six no's?
第一步。
The first.
不贪财。
No greed for money.
第二步。
Second no.
不贪色。
No greed for sex.
第三步。
The third no.
不骄傲。
No pride.
第四步。
The fourth.
不传异端。
No heresy.
第五步。
The fifth.
不犯罪。
No sin.
第六步。
Six.
不妥协。
No compromise.
这六步啊，他详加解释啊，我们也得到很好的一个领受。
He explained these six no's to us.
尤其犹大犯道当中有一个不妥协，应该要不妥协的时候。
Judah should not have compromised.
他却执意去做这种以罪恶、以这样的妥协。
But he befriended with sin.
我们渐渐地发现，
This is what we noticed.
在耶稣的时代跟使徒的时代。
During the times of the Lord Jesus and the apostles,
是如此的维护真理。
They defended the truth.
是如此的仰赖圣灵的同工的工作。
They trusted in the power of the Holy Spirit.
早期的教会建立。
In the early stages of our
church. 也是秉持着这样的信念，然后显出许多的这个福音工作和神迹奇事。
The church also had this mentality towards the power of God.
真理、圣灵、神迹奇事，真的是我们教会保有的一种特色，也是神同工的这种显明的证据。
What characterizes us and what testifies to God's presence in this church is the truth, the Holy Spirit, and signs and miracles.
我们更要秉持着这样的信念，好好的把我们的特色宣扬出来。
So we need to make known this characteristic.
如果我们陷入了所谓世界潮流人情的包袱，
But if we are overcome by the pressures of this world,
在家里，在个人的信仰，在教会的这种生活，
Then whether it's individuals or in the church,
如果没有很好的坚持跟维护，
Without a firm defense of the gospel,
就很容易看到人为的一些妥协的工作。
Human will take over.
不再是那么真诚。
We will not be true followers.
如果陷入到这种陷阱里面，
In that condition,
个人的信仰怎么会兴盛呢？
How can we revive our faith?
家庭怎么会建立基督化的生活呢？
How can we have a Christ-like family?
教会怎么能够高举耶稣基督的名呢？
How can the church exalt the name of Christ?
怎么能够兴起救恩的工作呢？
How can we save people?
是我们看到犹大，
When we look at Judas,
他世界与外人交谈。
He compromised with the world.
他在罪恶的事情上妥协。
He compromised with sin.
所以奠定后来他犯罪出卖耶稣的一个不名誉的事。
That laid the foundation of his betrayal.
我们说他成为失落信仰的人。
He lost his faith.
为什么这样讲？
Why do we say that?
第三点。
The third reason.
主耶稣选召十二个门徒。
The Lord Jesus chose 12 disciples.
有主耶稣的目的在里面。
He chose them for a reason.
他是按着自己的旨意来去选召。
He chose them according to his will.
这么多的人当中，
Among all these so many people,
却偏偏选召了这十二个门徒。
He chose these 12.
所以起初犹大也不错啊。
So Judas must have been pretty good.
但是跟随耶稣三年的时间啊。
But during the 3 years as a disciple,
他却出卖耶稣。
He turned out to be a betrayer.
所以这也是一个值得探讨的问题啊。
That is a question for us to ponder.
我们一起来看马可福音的第三章。
Let's read Mark chapter 3.
马可福音第三章。
Mark chapter 3.
第三章的十三节。
Chapter 3 verse 13.
十三节。
Verse 13.
耶稣上了山，随自己的意思叫人来，他们便来到他那里，他就设立十二个人，要他们常和自己同在，也要差遣他们去传道，并给他们权柄赶鬼。在这里记载耶稣上了山。
The Lord Jesus went up on the mountain.
在其他的福音书里面我们可以看到，
According to the other gospel,
耶稣上山做什么?
Why did Jesus go up to the mountain?
别的福音书记载,
According to these
耶稣上山做祷告,
Jesus went up to the mountain
他为了选召从众人当中拣选出十二个门徒是非常谨慎的。
He was very careful before selecting the 12.
而是借着祷告,
He did it through prayer.
求天父也能够成全的。
He asked the Father to accomplish His will.
后来这十二个人拣选出来了。
He chose the 12.
事实上神, 这个主耶稣选召他们有三个目的。
The Lord Jesus chose them for three purposes.
第一个目的记载在14节。
Verse 14 states the first.
要他们常和自己同在。
That they might be with Him.
第二个目的就是要差他们去传道。
Second purpose, that they may go to
the
church.
第三个目的就是要给他们权柄赶鬼。
Third purpose, they will have authority to drive out demons.
耶稣选召他们的时候有这三个目的。
These were the three purposes for the choosing.
但是我们发现这个犹大,
But look at Judas.
他也是在热心做工作。
He was a fervent worker to begin with.
但他犯了一个毛病。
But he made a mistake.
他离开主选召的目的。
He forsaken the purpose.
所以这是第三点会成为失落信仰的一个原因。
That's why he lost his faith.
这一点很重要。
This is very important.
犹大真的常和耶稣同在吗?
Was Judas with the Lord all the time?
他有吗?
Did he do it?
有为什么会出卖耶稣呢?
If so, why was he a betrayer?
当耶稣差他们去传道,
When the Lord sent them out to preach,
犹大真的做了吗?
Did Judas actually preach?
那为什么他成为一个非常不警醒的人呢?
If so, why was he so unwatchful?
还会去找外人祭司长谈出卖耶稣呢?
How did he find the time to talk to the chief priests?
耶稣要给他们权柄赶鬼。
The Lord Jesus gave them authority.
犹大真的有权柄赶鬼吗?
Did Judas really have authority over demons?
他能够赶出自己心中的鬼吗?
Was he able to cast out the demons from his heart?
我们看到事实他赶不出。
He was unable.
当他还没有换到出卖耶稣的这个最后的结果的时候,
Before he committed the sin of betrayal,
他还是一样成为十二个使徒当中的一位啊。
He was still one of the 12.
也是天天出入神的圣殿呢。
He went, came in and out of the
也是天天跟耶稣见面呢。
He saw the Lord Jesus every day.
所以有时候我们觉得我们真的很热心为主了。
Sometimes we feel that we are fervent.
好像真的很认真在道理上面有所体会。
We seem to be diligent in
our search for the truth. 有很多的好像。
We have many apparent seals.
但是真的神认定就是这样吗?
But the question is, does God think so?
犹大在他的生活里面我们却发现,
In the life of Judas,
他离开了主耶稣要他们的选召的目的。
We see that he left the forsaken the purpose.
今天你我大家,
for us today,
成为主耶稣的儿女,
we have become God's children.
神选召我们是要在我们这身上荣耀神呢。
God chose us so we can glorify Him with our bodies.
无论吃喝也要荣耀神呢。
Even in our eating and drinking, we need to glorify God.
在各样的事情上面要见证主哎。
We need to be a witness of God in everything.
让更多的世人看到我们就是主耶稣的门徒哎。
So the people of the world may see that we are the Lord's disciples.
这是神拣选我们的重要目的的内容啊。
That is the purpose of God's calling.
要能够奔跑天国路啊。
So that we may walk on the heavenly journey.
有时候我们自己可以问自己,
We may ask ourselves,
当我在最忙碌的时候, 我有这样吗?
Well, we are very busy, do we?
当我在最难过的时候, 我有这样做吗?
Or in our sorrow, do we remember our purposes?
当我在最软弱的时候, 我有真的这样行吗?
In our weaknesses, do we remember these purposes?
当我们在最快乐的时候, 真的有这样做吗?
And when we're cheerful, do we remember these purposes?
有很多的思考,
there are many things to think about. Let us think carefully about these issues.
我们在这里看到,
from this discussion,
犹大,
and see that Judas,
为什么成为失落的人?
Why did he become a
第一,
person who lost faith first?
他认识耶稣,
he did not know the Lord Jesus.
第二点, 以外人世界交谈,
Second, he conversed with the world.
第三点,
Third,
离开主耶稣选召的目的,
he had forsaken the purpose of
calling.
Therefore, he lost faith.
在哈巴谷先知里面，我们可以看到,
According to the prophet Habakkuk,
他看到百姓的流离,
he saw the straying of the people.
神的选民以色列百姓信仰的失落,
he saw how the Israelites lost faith.
所以他向神这样祷告,
therefore, he prayed to the Lord,
要复兴神的选民的信仰,
that he may revive the faith of the Israelites.
这是一个信仰过程的一种起起落落的现象。
We go through fluctuations in our faith.
但重点就是要复兴信仰。
But the most important is to revive our faith.
要真的能够认识自己。
We need to know ourselves.
要回归到圣经神的真理里面的方法。
We need to return to the way of the scriptures.
要明白真理。
We need to know the truth.
祷告求神的灵帮助。
We need to pray for the power of the Holy Spirit.
才能够在他的祷告最后一章的十九节里面说，主是我的力量的见证。
In the end of Habakkuk, he says that the Lord is my witness.
才会生出这样的力量来。
And the Lord is my strength.
信仰才会重新得力。
Only then can we regain our faith.
看到哈巴谷先知是如何用心良苦。
Habakkuk was a diligent and faithful servant of God.
我们都会遇到信仰的坚强或信仰的软弱。
We will go through ups and downs in faith.
来是考验，甚至要让我们真的能够仰赖主。
But these are trials to test to see if we follow the Lord faithfully.
我在这里就讲一个见证。
Let me share a testimony.
有一次我到一个都市去负担教会。
Once I was taking care of a church in a city.
有一户家庭啊。
There was a family.
原本生活不是很好。
Who did not have a good life.
然后他们就开始愿意靠神，要来把生活变好。
So they came to trust in the Lord in order to improve
their lives. 就开始忙碌。
They became very busy.
家里的每一个人就找到了自己适合的工作。
Each member found a good job.
越做越好。
They prospered.
起先还能够天天聚会。
At first, they could still attend every service.
赶快跑到教会参加服事的工作。
They would serve in the church every day.
祷告读经。
They would read the Bible and pray.
越赚越多、啊、
But the more money they made,
越来越忙碌
the busier they became,
所以就想加班
they wanted to work overtime,
慢慢的就缺少来教会
they stopped coming to church,
教会访问的时候理由就很多
they had many excuses not to be visited,
甚至这样说
they even said,
传道
preacher,
教会是不是要实行十分之一教会的圣工才会发展呢、啊
Does the church need to practice tithes for the church to prosper? Yes, I said.
所以我们努力工作，给十分之一，教会才有发展呢、啊。
So doesn't it mean that we should work hard so the church can have more money?
然后说啊，是很抱歉呢、啊，不能去教会。
And they said, I'm sorry, we cannot go to church.
我心中有神就好。
But God is still in our hearts.
一个热心的家庭
，from a fervent family,
却变成这样。
They turned into such a state.
大家比赛赚钱。
They competed in making money.
很得意耶。
They were very proud of themselves.
当人存有别样的观念的时候，有时我们怎么劝也很难。
When people are set in their ways, it's hard to persuade them.
因为他领略的事物就到这个地方。
Because their mentality is stuck to a certain point.
目前接受的环境、现实的条件也是到这个地方。
They are stuck by their environment.
所以不急着一定要他明白什么。
So we did not force them.
或者一定要他做什么。
We did not press them to do anything.
我们就放在祷告中。
We put them in our prayers.
求主怜悯。
And ask the Lord to have mercy.
求主开恩。
And to have grace on them.
就过了一段时间。
After a while,
突然接到一通电话。
I received a call one day.
田传道某某弟兄的家被火烧光了。
That a particular member's house was burned with fire.
一夜之间所赚得的都全部赔进去。
They lost all their savings overnight.
一夜之间就成为两手空空。
Just overnight, they became empty-handed.
我去看的时候
，When I went to visit them,
他先前的这个很得意的眼神跟讲话已经不见了。
The proud eyes and the tone was lost.
所看到、所听到、所感受到的是悲伤的眼泪。
All I could see was a tearful contrition.
一直问为什么会这样？为什么会这样？
They kept asking, why did this happen? Why did this happen?
那一段时间他非常的低落。
This brother went through a depression.
为什么会这样?
He could not understand.
那感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在这样的过程里面,
through this process,
教会的信徒都为他们代祷。
The church prayed for them.
真的软弱低落到想要放弃信仰哎。
They even wanted to forsake faith.
真的想要去做出一些跟信仰违背的事、啊、
They even wanted to commit sin against their faith.
这是一个很怕的想法。
It was a dreadful thinking.
如果决定了这样的预谋的时候，就会落入出卖耶稣、失落信仰的这样的人呢。
If they actually committed those sins, they would have lost their faith. Thank God.
大家一起关怀。
The church was concerned for them.
结果他开始反省自己。
They also examined themselves.
借着神的话。
And through the word of God,
借着圣灵的帮助,
through the help of the Holy Spirit,
他开始找寻他失落的自己。
This brother began to find himself again.
在启示录里面谈到有几间教会。
Revelation tells us about several churches.
有的教会非常热心。
Some of which were very
fervent. 但是有的教会变成软弱。
While others were weak.
所以启示录里面也谈到一种观念。
So Revelation tells us this teaching.
我们一起来看。
Please turn to Revelation.
启示录的第二章
Chapter 2
第二章的第四节
Chapter 2 verse 4
第四节
Verse 4
然而有一件事我要责备你就是你把起初的爱心离弃了所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的并要悔改行起初所行的事你若不悔改我就临到你那里把你的灯台从原处挪去在这边告诉我
According to this passage
说以弗所教会也是保罗在祷告中感谢神的一个教会啊
It's about Ephesians The Ephesian church A church for which Paul thanked God
但是到后来啊为什么会有这样的事的提醒呢
But why did this happen to them
对爱心离弃了
They have forsaken their first love.
爱神的生活不见了。
They lost their love for God.
爱主的这种建立的信仰不见了。
They lost faith in God.
所以这里说要思想。
So they must remember.
你从那里失落的。
The height from which they have fallen.
你就要悔改。
Repent.
不然的话就将灯台从原处挪去。
If not, they will be removed from the lampstand.
不然神就将他的生命和恩惠挪走了
and they will be removed from the grace of God
那我们的人生就成为黑暗
in that case our life will be darkened
就真正的进入了失落信仰的一个人
we will completely lose our faith
所以不得不明白
so we must come to this understanding
不得不悔改
we must repent
不得不预防
we must guard ourselves
不得不调整信仰的脚步
we must readjust our direction
免得我们还以质疑的心而成为一个失落信仰的人
lest we become proud and fall
这一户人家
this family I mentioned
感谢主
thank God
他们就深深地去思想
they ponder upon their lives
在哪里失落了脚步
they remember where they lost their steps
原因是从什么地方开始
they examined the cause
后来他们就想到
then they remembered
过去虽然赚的不多
in the past they did not make much money
但是在神的服事在主的爱中非常的快乐
But they rejoiced in serving God.
一样家庭信仰生活过得很好
they still had a very wonderful
又有剩下
and they still have
大家和乐在一起
they lived in harmony.
有家庭的祭坛
they had family
一起祷告
services with prayer.
一起唱诗
and singing hymns.
一起见证分享主的恩典
and sharing of testimonies.
只有一步之差观念的这种偏差
But just one wrong step took them to the wrong direction.
为了世界忙碌
They became busy.
想要有更多的什么
They wanted to have more possessions.
甚至编改了神的话语
They even distorted God's word.
却承受了这样大的代价
And that was the price they had to pay.
这些活着的时候还能够调整啊
They were still able to readjust the direction.
感谢主的慈爱
Thanks to the mercy of God.
借着这一次的灾难
Through this tribulation,
彻彻底底的全家回到主的身边。
The whole family returned to the Lord.
就在那一次的布道会。
During that convocation,
他们全家将近十个人，就有六个领受圣灵。
Six out of the 10 people in the family received the Holy Spirit.
神的恩典再一次临到。
God's grace came upon them again.
后来这位弟兄他是一个很好的翻译圣工人员。
His brother was a good interpreter.
太太也是一个很好的司琴人员。
His wife was a good pianist.
现在所拥有的
Whatever they had
乃是因为真正认识耶稣而去努力拥有
They strive to improve
现在所过的生活是以耶稣为中心信仰的生活
They began to lead a Christ-centered life.
现在找回自己知道神选召的目的，要努力去做好。
They have found the purpose for what God's calling.
感谢主。
Thank God.
即将失落的家庭。
A family that was almost lost.
神伸出他慈爱的双手。
Was saved by God's loving arms.
让他们的全家信仰复兴。
So that the family can be restored.
重得在神里面的恩典。
That they may have the grace of God again.
真正去建立一个在耶稣基督根基上的信仰生活。
And that they may lay a faith on the foundation of Jesus Christ.
感谢主这样的回转。
Thanks the Lord for this restoration.
正是你我大家应该要有的共同努力的方向。
That is the goal we should all work towards.
所以圣经真的常常警戒提醒我们。
The Bible often reminds us.
我们看到有些人在忙碌中失落自己。
Sometimes we see people lost in their busy schedules.
有些人在寂寞孤单中失落自己。
Some people are lost in their loneliness.
有些人在最得意打完胜仗的时候却失落自己。
Some lost themselves when after a victory.
有些人一直在把自己给一个枷锁孤僻，然后失落自己。
Shut themselves in and lost themselves. In reality,
主耶稣常常展开他的双臂。
The arms of our Lord are always open.
用笑脸来迎接我们。
He always welcomes us with a smile.
所以大卫作诗这样说。
In David's psalm.
有人告诉我说，往神的殿中去，我就欢喜快乐去。
He said, I rejoice when people tell me, let us go to the house of the Lord.
事实上，我们遇到任何事情的时候，
In whatever circumstance,
我们也要存欢喜感恩的心，往神的怀抱里面去啊。
We should still throw ourselves in the arms of the Lord with joy.
我们在当中就会学习许许多多 不同种类的信仰生活。
Then we will experience the wonderful multifaceted faith.
我们也没有任何一个人愿意去做这个犹大的这种沦落到犹大这种的崛起。
None of us will want to have the fate of Judas.
所以求主帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
常常过一个信仰复兴的生活。
So we can be have a revived faith.
能够坚固自己。
So we can strengthen ourselves.
帮助别人。
And edify others.
能够在服侍神的教会，remain
in the church to serve God,
就不至于成为失落信仰的人，lest
we become people who lost faith,
而是成为灵魂得救的人，rather
we will be those who are saved.
愿一切荣耀归于神。
May all glory be to God.
让我们休息一下。
Let's take a break.